In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Out of the depths have we cried unto thee, O Lord. Out of the waterless pit into which our brothers have cast us because of jealousy, anger, or just plain meanness. Out of the belly of the fish into which you have cast us because we have fled from your word, forsaken our callings, turned our backs on those to whom we should have devoted our hearts. Out of the grave into which we have cast ourselves, wallowing in the dirt we hear of others, reveling in lust that bury our souls, decomposing within while seeming to live without. Out of these depths have we cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear our voice, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of our supplications. Yet though attentive he be, though every petition lofted heavenward land within our Lord's open ears, that is not enough. It's not enough to have a God way up there who hangs on our every word. It's not enough that he hears, or even that he pities our predicament. We need something more. It's not enough that he cuts a covenant with us at Sinai, builds a tabernacle, erects an altar, kindles the flame, and gives us priests and beasts, blood and smoke. It's not enough that he dwells within the Holy of Holies, between the cherubim, atop the blood-splattered Ark of the Covenant. For he is in there, and we are out here, down here, in the depths of the veil of tears. He's behind another veil, off limits, where I dare not set foot. And even those who can approach him are men whose days are numbered, all their lives pushing unsatisfactory sacrifices toward him, rolling the boulder of our sins up the mountain, yet all of them like mythological Sisyphus, never reaching the peak, always pushing the boulder anew. For not all the blood of beast and not all the prayers of priest and not all the blackened corpses of bulls and goats and lambs can give your guilty conscience peace, can lift you from the waterless pit, expel you from the belly of the fish, exhume you from the self-dug grave. They are too little, too early, never enough. Out of the depths have we cried unto thee, O Lord. And below us a voice resounds, out of the depths have I answered thee, O sinner. Hear my voice. Out of the depths of Joseph's pit, cast there for you by my brothers in the flesh. Out of the depths of Jonah's fish, cast there for you by the hands of Gentile men. Out of the depths of the mocking and stripping, the whipping and nailing, the bleeding and dying, out of the depths of the sepulcher have I cried unto thee, O sinner, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my salvation. For if I shouldst mark iniquities, O man, who could stand? No one. And so I stood in your place, to be marked by nail and spear. I fell, and now, lo, I stand again, to make all things new. For since it was not enough that the Lord of heaven and earth hung on your every word, his word was made flesh and prayed among us, a priest in the order of Melchizedek, offering up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. Since the covenant at Sinai could not quench the mountain of your thirst, he says, take, drink, redden your lips and tongue and heart and soul, for this chalice is the new covenant in my blood, the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. For Abel's blood for vengeance pleaded to the skies, but in the blood of Jesus, your adoption lies. From his veins flows that liquid by which all of you sons of dust are made brothers of the new Abel, offspring of the living God. For not all the blood of beast and not all the prayers of priest could bring perfection. But fear not. Mary had a little lamb who goes uncomplaining forth as sacrifice and priest, appearing once for all at the end of the ages to put away your sin by the sacrifice of himself. Out of the depths of his humiliation, out of the depths of his suffering, out of the fathomless depths of his love for you, he cries, "I am enough." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.